Joining me today, we have the new Pack of Wolves member, NC State guard Diamond Johnson. Diamond, glad to have you over here.
I'm glad to be here.
Let's jump right into it. When the Pack of Wolves reached out to you about joining the collective, what were your thoughts? I know you've seen some other athletes maybe do it. How interested were you in this?
I was interested, especially because it's affiliated with our school. And when they sent me the email about the overview of what they were trying to do for student athletes, it was like a good thing, and I think it's going to help me in the future for future NIL deals and just like connecting with, you know, other alumni and donors. And that's going to be important for me, especially if I want to go pro, play basketball. And because NC State is majority of fans, so just being able to connect with them, I think it was a good choice to join the Pack of the Wolves.
You know, I'm going to be up front with you. You're in college at the right time. No, right? Sure. NIL coming out now. Yeah. Obviously, you know, I was telling you off air, when I was in college, this wasn't an option for athletes. And so I'm sure when you first heard it come about, your thoughts, your feel, I mean, how excited were you just to know you got the opportunity to benefit on something that maybe, you know, unfortunately others before you really didn't have a chance to do so?
No, I was really excited because the NCAA been going back and forth with, you know, people about NILs and stuff like that. It was for a while we've been talking about we need to use our name, image, and likeness to, you know, capitalize of what we do on the court, basically. So this is the right time. Now, I was a sophomore when they started it, and I had 3 more years left. So it's really good. Thanks to the people before us that have been fighting for us to get this. So
yeah, I'm excited about it. I get to have Diamond Johnson wear my logo on her chest and let her tweet it out to some members. But I'm giving you an example of how businesses can benefit from this as well, right? Because I think a lot of folks, they don't look at that aspect of it. It's a give and take with it. And I know for you, you know, you can get compensated, you can get more opportunities to benefit, but also for businesses like myself, it's an opportunity. And so I'm with you. I think this is huge for college athletics. And I think it's huge for you all, because I understand how hard you work, and I want kind of, can you give our viewers just an idea of the daily grind you go to and how this is an opportunity for you to benefit on that outside of your scholarship?
Yeah. As an athlete, it's really busy. You wake up in the morning, you might have practice in the morning, then you have class, tutoring, study hall, and then you might have, you know, a recruit may come the weekend, you got to go out to lunch. So it's like, it's really a lot. But I'm surprised that we have a lot of time, being though what I just told you, like what the day is really about. But it's really just schoolwork and basketball. That's all you have time for, especially during the season. You can't really go home on vacation, especially if you live far away. You might not even see home till the season over. So it's like, but you do it. You sacrifice those things to, you know, put in the work and just, you know, being better and stuff like that. So
the Pack of Wolves has just launched here, right? You know, inside of the last month, you're one of the first athletes to join. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they approached you with that. But when you looked at the collective as a whole, what's been the general feel you've gotten from them in terms of even made you more comfortable to make that decision to sign with them?
I think that was real genuine and reaching out. And I told you I read over everything he said. You know, Molly and been keeping in contact with me lately, answering any questions I have. So I think it's just a supportive feel that I get from, you know, people from the Pack of the Wolves. And we haven't, you know, really started anything yet. So I can just imagine, like, when we get rolling that, once I start meeting new people and stuff like that, it's going to be really good and really fun.
I saw I don't know if it was your first major deal. It was a big deal. The Bojangles spot you did over here on Western Boulevard. That opportunity, that exposure, what was that like for you?
It was real. It was really fun. Obviously, that was like one of my first deals. And it was just fun just to see that it's a change going in the right direction for us with student athletes, and it's just preparing us for the future more and just helping us with our finances, because we're going to need to learn how to budget and spend things on some things that we might not need and stuff like that. So it was really cool. It was nice making some biscuits, you know, getting out of my comfort zone a little bit. So it was really nice.
Let's talk some basketball. Big year for you this past year, obviously your first year at NC State. Mm-hmm. And you guys made it to the Elite Eight. were unable to get past UConn, but right there had that opportunity. Yeah. How excited are you about this upcoming season? And obviously knowing even for yourself individually, it's going to be even a much bigger opportunity as well. I mean, this is kind of, you know, you can make an argument. This might be your team right now.
I'm very excited. Obviously, I went to Rutgers before, so I kind of played that role at Rutgers, and I played a different role at SC State, which was being a sixth man. So I think this season is definitely, you know, big for me and big for our team. We got a lot of people coming back, and we got new transfers, and, you know, so I think this year is a year that we can still keep at that pace or even go, you know, better than what we did last year. And that's our goal.
You had a big freshman year at Rutgers, and you chose to leave that program. And I know NC State was a school that you seriously considered out of high school.
Yeah.
When you made the decision to leave Rutgers, was it almost kind of a I don't want to say natural fit, but was that almost right away one of the schools you were attracted to because of the relationship you had already?
It definitely was like a natural fit. When my decision, I had five schools, but it really was between Rutgers and NC State. I remember I didn't even want to call Coach Moore and tell him I wasn't coming, but I still felt like Rutgers was the right fit at that time. But once I knew I was transferring, I basically knew where I wanted to go because I already had a relationship with them since they recruited me out of high school. So it was definitely like a natural fit.
So when you entered the portal, how soon did they reach out? How quickly was it? I mean, did you know right away, like, hey,
and then every school that basically recruited me, I was in high school, they reached out. It was like that. So I basically had to turn my no contact off because it was like a lot of stuff coming back to back. But I already knew like where I wanted to go.
I was really impressed with you this year. And even if you may look at your numbers and say maybe they took a little step back, I think for you, this is the first time I know in your life you probably were coming off the bench because, I mean, you're a top 10 recruit out of high school. You've always had and not to say you didn't have a big role this year. You did.
Right.
But that has to be an adjustment. And so I'm interested for you, how big of an adjustment was it coming off the bench and accepting that six-man role, understanding the big goals of this team?
Well, I came in, you know, thinking I was going to, you know, work my way, and, you know, into the starting lineup. But once I knew, what my role was, like who was the starting five and stuff, I instantly transformed into being what I need to be for my team, which was going to be the sixth man. So it was definitely an adjustment. I think I made the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, some ups and downs, but I still was happy that we got far to where we got as a team. Individually, I think I did pretty good in my role. So next year just going to be a step in the right direction from basically my freshman year to my junior year.
Sixth man of the year, you can't do much better than that, right? I mean, you ACC six, so you certainly excelled in that role. And I wanted to get your take on, you talked about the new transfers you're bringing in, and River Baldwin, obviously Sanaya Rivers, you got Collins coming in from Maryland. Mm-hmm. Were you able to give them some advice, you know, in, not necessarily in making the choice, but just in terms of transitioning from being a transfer at NC State, in terms of you having to go through it already?
I think, obviously, I think Mimi, she was like a transfer.
Mm-hmm.
So she basically like knew.
She'd already done it, right?
She already done it, Tennessee, you know, yeah. So it's like, so basically they would just ask me questions about the school, about the coaches and stuff like that. So that was, you know, my job to tell them what it really is and how they're going to like NC State, because for sure I love it. The fans and supporters, just basic general information that they need to know in choosing a school.
What has your first year in Raleigh been like?
It's been really nice. I had to find my way around certain, like, you know, food spots and, you know, fun spots like that. So my teammates, they would help me with that. Raleigh is a nice city. You know, I love going downtown. It's just, it reminds me more of like a city, like, because I'm from Philly. So it's like, it's this right up my alley.
Do you have what's your go-to spot? Do you got one in Raleigh? Where's that lunch spot, that place you want to go to, do you have one you go to?
It's called Lee's Kitchen. It's just so food.
Yeah.
It's like a Caribbean spot. It's really good.
Yeah, I think Jada told me Lee's Kitchen as well.
It's really good. I haven't tasted soul food that good in a minute.
Uh-huh. Okay. So I'm gonna have to try it. I haven't been there. We've got one right around the corner here. That is it's really good also. Activities away from basketball. What are some things you like to do?
I like to go shopping, love shoes, anything fun for real, bowling, go-karting, laser tag, you know, all that type of stuff, going to the movies, might go out somewhere with my teammates. Just, I like to go out, so if you tell me to come on and we're going somewhere fun, I'm there. So it's like, I just like to be out, you know, just like to be moving.
As a point guard, scoring or passing, do you have a preference?
Scoring.
Hey, okay. Hey. Nothing wrong with that.
But we're working on the passing. I like scoring.
Right. But I think it's interesting because you are an underrated passer, right? That's an aspect of your game where, mm-hmm. you know, if you wanted to go out there and, lead the league, you could do that. But I was just blown away by your efficiency as a freshman at Rutgers. You know, a 90, was it 90, 50, 40 club you made? Mm-hmm. I mean, you rarely see that. And so your ability to shoot the basketball, was that something that you've kind of always had since you first started, or is that something you really had to work on? Because your lights out from three if you're open, and I know that's kind of one of your biggest strengths.
Right. My brother, he actually started training me, and that's the first thing we're working on, like mid-range and mm-hmm. like floaters. Then we develop into the three-point shot. I think I always had like a pretty nice shot, but the thing that I had over a lot of girls my age is, you know, speed and strength. So I think the shot just developed, but as I saw my shot fall, I knew it would open up more opportunities for me on the floor, you know, to get to the basket or set up my teammates to get an open shot. So shooting is definitely a huge part of my game and that I work on a lot, because like I said, open up everything on the floor.
Your float game, obviously you need it. And I think that's, again, for me, one of your biggest strengths. Yeah. Is that something you work on as well?
I have to. Right? Yours are tall.
Right?
No, yeah, I definitely have to. And I definitely, you know, trying to perfect it, just because I know I can't always get to the basket every single time. But that's definitely one of my games that I work on.
You have a lot of international experience as well. You know, you went with the USA team this summer, didn't mm-hmm. won a FIBA event. How much has that helped you transition to different teams, right? Because you're interacting with different levels of talent, different types of players. How much did that help you transition to NC State?
It helped me a lot. I'm definitely a team player, whether we have all-stars mm-hmm. or no-stars. I think I can fit into any type of team, you know, where I could play at. And it helped me this year for being a sixth man, because you had five starters, five right. seniors that came all the way back. So just being a good teammate and cheering them on, whether with any position I'm in there. So that's what really helped me on, you know, playing on different teams with different people and different levels.
Having to replace Alyssa, Raina, obviously Kai, mm-hmm. you know, KJ. Did you follow the transfer portal closely? Did you were you keeping an eye on, okay, who are we looking to bring in here? Because, you know, at the top, I mean, it's almost an arms race, right? In terms yeah. of the top 5-10 yeah. teams. Once you get there, you kind of have to try and stay there. Yeah. So were you following who you recruited?
I was following. I think I looked on the website to see who transferred, who mm-hmm. still available, who's still not. We tried to recruit, you know, Ashley Wilson from Maryland. Mm-hmm. We tried to get I can't think of the other girl name, but we try to get like a lot of, you know, top mm-hmm. top 10, top 25 kids that was good in high school and good at that team that was previous at. So yes, I definitely was fine to transfer for it because I want to, you know, be better than we was last year or, you know.
Basically. And what do you think of the additions? You know, River Baldwin from Florida State, obviously Mimi coming in from Maryland, and then Sanaya from South Carolina.
I think we have good pieces. They definitely good pieces. They need it. They are the positions we needed. We needed a wing, a post player, and, you know, like a forward. So I think we got all the pieces we need to be, you know, at least, you know, good this year, you know, because people expectations like, oh, you know, they might fall off. They yeah. lost five starters. So I think our goal is just to stay at the top.
Was that a transition for you also coming to a team where – you all are essentially the hunted now, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like everybody knows, okay, we got to beat NC State if we want to win this ACC championship. Right. Was that something different, or is that something you kind of even always felt playing with Boo and coming up through high school? You really yeah. were used to it.
Yeah, that's something I always, you know, felt. I always wanted to be at the top. At Boo, we won the run for roses mm-hmm. in Kentucky and stuff, and we got to the Nike championship. So I think it's always been there, and that's always been my goal. That's where I'm at mentally, and I think that would like never go away because you always want to be at the top. You know, once you start from the bottom and get to the top, you always try to stay there. So
there's a lot of Boo influence on this team. You know, yeah. You, Jada, Isaiah, Jessica Timmons, yeah. You know, I think Mimi maybe played some, you know, like just talk about that influence and how much did that play much of a role in your decision to maybe look at NC State, being familiar with Jakia right. and Jada and girls from the DMV area?
Yeah, it definitely played a role because I knew how good they were and I knew that I could play with them because we obviously played before. We got chemistry on and off the court. Just to build a relationship is a big part in putting the school too. So it definitely played a part in they can play, obviously. I wanted to come to TNA, you know, that was good.
I want to ask you about one play. Go back to the UConn game. I don't know, maybe you don't play more pick. But I broke down this play a lot because you guys ran a high ball screen in regulation and you had a step back, a little bit of a window there. When you think back on that.
Go ahead. I do think back on it. But at the time I saw like two defenders, mm-hmm. like, you know, to my right and my left. I knew I did like a snatch back and I saw a little bit of space, but I wasn't too sure to shoot it, whatever. Even though I think I still should have shot it, but yeah, I passed it off and then we just went into overtime at the worst case scenario. We wasn't mm-hmm. down by one or anything. So just up from there in overtime.
And the only reason I ask you about that play, I just wonder as a player, do you think about plays like that? That was a shot.
I do. Like, I could have took it. I should have took it. Mm-hmm. I definitely do for sure.
Life after basketball, obviously, you have pro aspirations. You're going to be a pro basketball player. But what are your goals after basketball is over? Do you have ideas on what you'd like to do?
I definitely want to coach mm-hmm. on the collegiate level.
Wow, okay.
You know, Power Five school. Definitely want to coach. I just always been the type to know, like, how the defense is, just read defense and offense and stuff. So I think that's a power, a strength that I take on and I can go into coaching with it.
What are your goals this upcoming year, both individually and obviously as a team?
Individually, I want to win player of the year. I want to be, you know, on a defense, all defensive team.
Let me stop you right there. A lot of folks may not know that about you, right? Like, defense is one of your focal points. I mean, you've always been a really good defensive player, and I think your offensive game maybe overshadows right. that a little bit yeah. at times. So that's a focus for you.
Yeah, I definitely take pride in defense. I don't want nobody scoring on right. me, you know, like, oh, she can't guard the right. Like, I just don't like people to have room to talk, you mm-hmm. know, about me defensively, offensively, whatever it is. So I think as a smaller guard, you have to be a good defender to go to the league and just to show that you can't just score the ball, that you can do both sides of the floor.
And then team goals. I didn't mean to cut you off, but yeah,
no, team goals. I definitely want to win the ACC championship again. Make it past the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight. Just do more than what we did this year, if not more. So that's definitely my goals.
Diamond Johnson, Diamond, I really appreciate you joining us today and congratulations on joining the Pack of
Wolves. No, thank you. I appreciate y'all.